A California billionaire has pumped $400,000 into the race for a single seat in the Washington State Senate. Out-of-state businesses have poured thousands into the election as well. KUW's John Ryan found out why the race for a relatively obscure spot in Olympia has gained national attention.
The money flooding into the 26th legislative district aims to influence voters choosing between Republican Jan Angel and Democrat Nathan Schlicker as their next state senator. The district runs up the west side of Puget Sound from Gig Harbor to Port Orchard. Like other local candidates, Angel and Schlicker have appeared at science fairs, parades, and gone door to door. They recently debated at a Bremerton Chamber of Commerce breakfast. Jan Angel is a state representative and a former small business owner from Port Orchard.
Businesses, we got to get government off your back so that you can retain and create the jobs that you're supposed to.
Nathan Schlicker is an ER doctor from Gig Harbor. He was appointed to the Senate seat in January after Derek Kilmer was elected to Congress.
Should I stay in the Senate, I will remain a moderating influence. Should my opponent win, there is concern that a more radical agenda may pervade.
The campaigns and independent political groups have already turned this race into one of the most expensive in Washington history. Schlicker and the liberal groups supporting him have raised more than $1 million. Angel and the conservative groups backing her have raised just shy of $1 million. Right now, a coalition of 23 Republicans and two Democrats holds a delicate balance of power in the state Senate. This year, there's only one Senate seat up in the air. This special election could trigger a political reshuffle in Olympia. Here's Nathan Schlicker.
There is a lot of dollars coming in from around the state, and people care about it because of that balance of power.
Not just around the state, but around the country. The biggest single donor in this race is a San Francisco billionaire named Tom Steyer. He made his money in hedge funds, but now he's devoting his time and considerable money to promoting government action against global warming. He started a political action committee this year. It's pumped money into a U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts and the governor's race in Virginia.
I don't personally know Mr. Steyer and haven't spoken with him. I appreciate that he believes that I represent somebody who cares about the environment and has chosen to invest in that.
In a recent candidate forum, Nathan Schlicker called for more investment in non-polluting energy sources. Jan Angel said that we can't throw money at climate change without scientific proof of the problem. Virtually all scientists who study the atmosphere agree that we have that proof. Humans have started to change the global climate, and those changes will accelerate unless greenhouse gas emissions are reduced. Jan Angel declined to be interviewed. Her campaign manager said she's focused on reaching voters directly. Angel is the Washington State co-chair of the conservative group known as ALEC. The American Legislative Exchange Council promotes free markets and limited government at the state level. Big contributions have come to Angel's aid from Republican Party organizations. Those political groups have in turn been funded by out-of-state businesses, including tobacco, beer, insurance, paper, and railroad companies. While both sides have benefited from prodigious amounts of out-of-state money, the Jan Angel campaign says it's apples and oranges. Keith Skipper is Angel's campaign manager.
There's a big difference between businesses that employ Washingtonians investing in a race that has implications on their corporation and a billionaire retired Wall Street speculator who has a new hobby of funding obscure legislative races in a state that's not his own.
We're going to get involved in any race where we feel we can make a difference in advancing this clean energy agenda.
Matt Lewis is a spokesman for the Next Gen Climate Action Committee. That's the political action committee that billionaire Tom Steyer started. Of course, in any political contest, money is no guarantee of victory. Last year, Tacoma attorney Jack Connolly spent nearly $1 million of his own money trying to get elected to the state Senate. Though Connolly outspent Jeannie Darnielle nearly 4-1, it's Darnielle who is now the state senator from the 27th district. That's right next door to the 26th that is now up for grabs. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.